Donald Trump to young black leaders, Democrats want to steal your voice and steal your country. By Charlie Spiering on October 4, 2019. President Donald Trump warned young black Americans on Friday that Democrats would try to steal their country in the 2020 election. Trump said, "The radical Democrats are willing to do anything. To smear anyone and to lie about everything in their craven quest for power and money and other things. They're trying to steal your vote. They're trying to steal your voice, and trying to steal your country. They don't have what it takes." The president commented during the White House Young Black Leadership Summit, organized with Turning Point USA. The president praised the youth in the room for their bravery to go against the mold by being conservatives and Republicans. "You stand up to the oppressive forces in our country that demand conformity and control. You refuse to be censored, you refuse to be silenced, and you never back down," Trump said. The president acknowledged that the left was trying to censor their speech, encourage them to keep speaking up for their values and beliefs. He said, "Left-wing censors have launched an all-out campaign against free speech. That is why they are trying to silence, deplatform, cancel, punish, all of the proud conservative voters, all of the proud African-American voters that know what's happening. They want to silence you, but we know that the patriots in this room will not be intimidated." Trump commented that black Americans had contributed immensely to the founding of the United States. "African Americans built this nation," Trump said. "You're just starting to get real credit for that. We all built it, but you are such a massive part of it." He promised to fight for a government that would protect their rights and interests. "You deserve a government that defends your interests, protects your families, and cares for our own citizens first," Trump said. He also specifically praised conservative activist and hashtag Lexit founder Candace Owens, who attended the event. "She's tough, and I'm not allowed to say it, you know it. You're not allowed to say it anymore, but she's also beautiful," Trump said as the crowd cheered. Owens also took the podium, thanking Trump for his support and vowed to continue fighting for him. "The media, the audacity of them to think they're going to impeach our president. No, it's not happening. It's absolutely not happening, not under our watch," she said. She urged fellow black activists to support Trump. "We need to make sure that we fight for this man, the one man who is standing up for black America. We're going to fight for this guy," he said. The president noted that they were under attack from the establishment media and the Democrats like Adam Schiff, calling him by the nickname Shifty Schiff. "He lies like a son of a gun. He's been lying for 3 years," Trump said. The president hailed all of his successful policies during his 3 years as president, including criminal justice reform and low unemployment,